Most karate students can recall instances where their teacher corrects their physical posture or their application of a technique against a partner. Conversations seem to abound daily in dojos throughout the world about the correct form of a technique. In my own classes, I encourage members to openly discuss the elements of proper form because I follow the dictum that if you know something, you claim it. That is, the better able you are to articulate what you're doing and why you're doing it in a particular fashion, often the better you can do it. During our discussions, students will define kata as efficient, fluid, coordinated, relaxed, and focused movements. These observations of kata's characteristics seem to roll easily off their tongues, but interestingly, the majority of martial students worldwide almost solely describe characteristics of karate's physical or outer nature. Rarely do they describe its inner form. There's actually a five-tiered matrix to kata training that touches different layers of reality, and whose entirety makes up the full face of martial training. Many great masters throughout the world worked well into the fourth and fifth layers. The first layer are the physical tools, the individual techniques, like kicks, punches, blocks, stances, locks, submission holds. The second layer are the tactics. That is, the organization, the selection, the presentation of your tools, which tools you select to get the job done. The third layer is considered strategy, the overall goal. Are you trying to score a point, kill an opponent, or impress your girlfriend? The fourth strategy is character, your mental platform, the belief structure upon which all the other levels will find their expression. And the last stage, the fifth level, is considered the raw, unfiltered energy patterns that internal martial artist will study so intensely. Each of these layers exerts an influence upon the layer above and below it. There is a form to the tactics or assembly of the physical tools you choose to engage your opponents with. Just as you can have poor form in a roundhouse kick or a submission hold, you can also execute a poor set of tactics or choose a poor strategy, and so on down the line. You must therefore consider the form of your tactics and the form of your strategy and ultimately the form of your own mind. Because if your state of mind is not wholesome, then your strategies, your tactics, and your tools will reflect your imbalance and can lead to impasses and failure. Your outcome will not be what you wished for. There are terrific martial technicians out there, expert in the use of their tools, but whose personalities may be dysfunctional, even abusive, though their arts contain elevated practices. So skill in one layer does not presume skill or success in the others. Each must be studied. Each must be understood. The masters took a deep interest in the qualities that made up correct form in all five of the form fields I've briefly described.